We are on Daf, Mem Dalet, Amad Aleph, in the middle of the Mishnah. Kol Ametaltalin, Kainin, Ze, Eze. Let us see Rashi. Kol Ametaltalin, Kainin, Ze, Eze. Bein Beteres Chalipin, Shehechlif, Eilu, Ba'ilu. Even Shemoshach or Echot Konach Averoi Esheloi, Bein Beteiras Domim, Bekamo Titanli Esheloch, Bekach Bekach, Bezechoi Zavoim Le Bekamo Titanli Esheloch, Bekach Bekach, Venisratzu, Umoshach or Echot Niskaimu Adavorim. Now we have to know, this is a difficult Rashi, and let's start again from the beginning of Rashi. Kolam etaltlem koinin zeh zeh. Now there's, later there's a sugya, if peri of the chalipin, if peri loy of the chalipin, if you need a keli davke for chalipin, or a filu, you don't need a keli. Peri is also of the chalipin. What falls into the category of a keli is a parsha, but let us not go into that. Now, if we will say that peri of the chalipin, so then the Mishnah is very good. Kolam etaltlem kainim zezeh. We don't need a keli, a filoperi of the chalipin. So let us say, for example, that someone wants to sell a basket of oranges for a basket of apples. So then it does not have the guidelines we learned yesterday by Mois. By Mois, the din is that the Meshichas HaPeri is Machayev Tashlumei HaKesef. The Meshichas HaKesef is not Koine. That's what we hear till now. But if it's Beteiras Chalipin, there's an exchange. Value Bechlal is not a Medubah. That means Reuven has oranges, Shimon has apples. And each one wants to exchange. So that's a different type of kinyan against. It's not a payment for a chafetz. It's an exchange of two chafetzim. So, b'teiras chalipin shehechlif eilu be'eilu. They were exchanging two commodities. Kivin shemoshach ha'echot. So if one was meishech the oranges, kona chaveri eshelot. So the chaver is kind of the apples. But that is only good if we hold peri of the chalipin. If we hold peri loy of the chalipin, so then we have a problem. So how can we say, kolam etaltlum koinin ze ezeh? So there's another mahalach to say pshat in the Mishnah, bein beteiras domim. It is beteiras domim. Now what is the case of teiras domim? Bekamo titenli eshelach, bekach bekach. So let's go back again to the oranges and apples. Bekamo titenli eshelach, bekach bekach. Reuven, Shimon, you have a bushel of oranges. How much do you want to sell your oranges for? Bekach vekach, he wants to sell it for $10. Fine. V'zeh choyze v'oim aloi bekamo titen li sheloch. How much do you want for your apples? Bekach vekach. Also $10. V'nisratzu. So ba'etzem, Reuven wants to sell his bushel of oranges for $10. Shimon does not have $10, but he wants to pay him with a bushel of apples, which cost $10. So, and Reuven is asking him to get a payment of apples which are worth $10. Umoshach ha'echot. So now, Shimon was moshach the oranges. Niskaimu advorim. So then, in Yesod, Shimon wants to purchase oranges. And Reuven is maskim to get a payment of $10. Not he should owe him $10. He should owe him this bushel of apples, which is worth $10. Niskaimu advorim. So that's Rabbi Teiras Domin. This is how Rabbi Kevega wants to say Pshat Rashi. Niskaimu advorim, that means, koinen means that with the Meshiche of the oranges, that what Shimon is Moshech, the bushel of oranges, he owes him a bushel of apples. So even though we're speaking about two sorts of peiris, but in Yesod, the oranges are the Dovah HaNimka, and the apples are the payment. No, he's masking to get paid with apples. So then, this is similar to Azov, Kainas HaKesef, with the Meshichas Azov, he owes the Kesef, not his Kainas the Kesef, he owes the Kesef, and you can't be Chayza, the deal is Nigma. So the same thing is that, the deal is also Nigma. He owes him the apples. Vahai kola asuye afilu kis mole mois be kis mole mois kidereish lokish begmore. So to understand this case, we'll understand it better when we get Bezer Hashem to the Gemara Daf Memvavamit Beis. So that's Adin of Kolam Atalzlam Koinen Zezer. Now, Ketzad is going back on, not on Kolam Atalzlam, is going on Metaltlum kainis amadbei, amadbei ne kainis amadaltlum. Keitzat moshech himenu peiris. If the lekeach was moshech the peiris. Veloi nosan loi mois. He didn't pay him, but he was machayev a certain amount to pay for the peiris. Ein a yochel arsabai. He can't be chayza. Nosan loi mois. What if it's the other way around? He gave him money for the peiris. V'loi moshech himenu peiris. So there was meshichas ha-mois mitzad the moicher. The moicher was moshech, the mois loi moshech himenu peiris. Yochel lachzabai. So the mois are not koine. Aval omru. So in chayshe mishpat, both stodim can be chayze. Aval omru. Misha pore ma anshe dera mabul mi dera flog wasi li pore mi misha ino imed bidibure. They gave a klole that if one is chayza, there was a kinyan mois, and then one of the two tzadim was chayza. So even though the chazara helps, but he was niskalo a misha pore. Rab Shimon Noima Kosha Kesef Biyodoi Yodoi Al Hol Yoina. Rab Shimon holds the din that by Kinyan Kesef you can be Chayza, only the Moicha could be Chayza. That means the Moicha who has in his possession the money from the Lekeach, and he also has the Chayfetz, so he can be chayza. But as Rashi, yochel arzaboy zevoze, kol shakesa biyodoy, פוליק עד הרבונן דאומרי נוסן לי מויס יוכל ארסבוי אפילו לקייך. פוס הרב שמלמימה מויכר שהכל ביודד יוכל ארסבוי אבל לקייך אין יוכל ארסבוי. בגמור המפורש טיימה, what the time is of רב שמל. עזוב אנכי שסטיינס הכסף. היי יצטרך, באף על גב, דבאסרה דמאסקי, נאו, אנכי שסטיינס הכסף. נאו, טייסוויס had a problem over here. If the Mishnah tells us that kesef is considered a currency legabe zohov, even though zohov is more choshuv than kesef, afalpikein kesef, since it is choref, that means it is used as a currency, so kesef is considered a currency legabe zohov, so legabi nechoshes, which Taisvis held its poshet, it's ikha called a currency legabi nechoshes. So it should zikha be considered a currency. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah anechoshes koine es hakesef? That means if it says azov koine es hakesef, and zov is, even though Zov is more choshev than Kesev, Zov is not considered a currency like Abi Kesev. Nechoshes Ziche is not considered a currency like Abi Kesev. So what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So Tosfos says, Hai Itzdrech. The Af Algav, the Ba'asre, the Maski, Priti, Charifin, Tvei, Mikaspe, Havi Peire, Mishumdika Asri, the Loi Maski, Kide Omar, Bigmor. That means as follows. The Mosgan going to say this on Omid Beis. We're speaking about Plutosh Shal Nechoshes. Now, it seems, in certain places, they used Plutus. Plutus was a currency that was used more frequent than Matbeya Shal Kesef. There were certain places. So theoretically, that which is used more frequent, l'chayre, has a din of a matbeya. But there were other places which, but for some reason, they didn't use plutus at all. They didn't use plutus. So there were two, so we have to take the whole picture. There are different mekaymas. There are some places where they use plutus, and in those places, Plutus were used more frequently than Matbeya Shel Kesef. There were other places that Plutus were Bechlal not used at all. People did not use Plutus. So the Mishnah is telling us a Mordechai Chiddush. So we take all places, we add up all places, so in this place Plutus are very frequently used. In this place people don't use Plutus at all. So you add them together, so you come out with an average that the usage of Plutus is X amount. Plutus, in all places, taking the places where it's used, the places where it's not used, there's an X amount of usage of Plutus. The Matbeya Shel Kesef, even though in this place they're not used so much, but since in the other places Kesef is used when the Choshes is not used, so taking everything in consideration, so the usage of the currency of Kesef is more, taking all everything into consideration, the usage of Kesef is more than the usage of Plutus. So that's why afilu in this mokim, where plutos are used more frequently than kesef, it also has a din peiri. So that is the chiddush of the Mishnah, which is hagabaldik chiddush. That means even though we have a klal of mekaymei v'shatoi, ein l'chal mekaymei v'shatoi, here it's not like that. When we're done, which is considered the commodity and which is considered the currency, we take all cases into all places into consideration, and then we add them up, And it comes out, bederech klal, that b'amadbeya shel kesef is more used, bederech klal, than b'amadbeya shel nechoshes. So nechoshes in all places is called the commodity, and kesef is called the currency. Oh, we'll see, this is a gemara on amadbeis. Ach teime. Amai itztrech lemisni, it says further in the Mishnah, the mois horois shenifsalu, the mikri peri. That mois that are not used at all, shenifsu, is called peri. Ash the nechoshes, the sagi tuve. Nechoshes in this place is very frequently used. Havi peri, because if you look all over, you take the whole spectrum into consideration, so nechoshes is less used than dinrei kesef. Is koshke moish and nifsu, it's not used, period. So what is the mishnah to say mois or rois is a commodity legabi mois hayofis? It's poshet. It's not used at all. But that was once used as donish. Now it's not used at all. That's one kash. Visu the cholam etalflam koinin zes muki bigmore. The mois chad paslose malchus v'chad paslose medina. It's speaking about mois which were nifsalu. So if in the sefer it says that mois shen nifsalu are called a commodity, and therefore you don't have mois and you don't have currency and the may have two commodities. Kolshkein de mois and nifsalu de mikri peri legabi kesef. So again, so why do you need mois or rois? Madoch legabi themselves are called a commodity. Agbadgivis is called a commodity. Legabi kesef, gabi mois hayofis. That's twice the second kasha. And this kasha, the Masho asks, Gemalda Kehore. He says the Mishnah is loizu afsu. That means mois horois legabi kesef is zicha called a commodity. Afilu legabi itself, it's also called a commodity, so it's not nice to ask if it says the sefer, why need the reish? So the Masho says it's loizu afsu. Al Kaponim Tosis has a problem. If we learn mois horois means mois and nifsuko. Lakach nire. The mois horois einu sheyoytzeis ktsas. Mois horois means, they're not used so much. The Tos HaRosh says it's a coin that was cracked. People don't like to take such coins. But it's a coin. It's a coin. So that's the Chiddush. It's not paslosai medine. It's out of circulation already. That's not a coin. Mois horois means it's a coin, but a person, a storekeeper, does not like to take it. It's a cracked coin. It's a matbeish and nizdeka. Koshkein de mois and nifsalu. Kachni de mois horois hanesh yeitzis ktsas. Period. Some mele. So the Tosfos two kashes are for emphor, the Chaitis Ktas, all over. So, Naprat, it's a bigger Chiddush than the Choshes. Va'asimoin, now what is the Taitcha Simoin? It's the Rech, now it says also, Asimoin is also called a commodity. So Rashi said an Asimoin is a slug. It's a slug that has all the components of a coin, but as yet it wasn't stamped. The stamping was done by an official who, by stamping, it said that it has all the components of a coin, but as yet it wasn't stamped. Vasimen itzach laperish Rashi. What is the chiddush of a simen? The maforish a simen havisha also ketikena matbeye. Hayetze beir, a simen really had all the components what a matbeya needs. Ve'ein chosar rak tzure. All it needs is you just go, you take these slugs, you go to whoever was the one that gave a stempel on it. So it's a potential coin already. It's better than a cracked coin. A cracked coin is cracked, finished. People don't want to take it. This coin, you just go around the corner to the person who stamps the coins. It's finished already. So simen is a bigger chiddush. That means it's already bekoyach hakoin. It doesn't need any additives. You just have to give a stempel on it. Vasimen itzur perish Rashi. The mafor simen habishosi ketikin amadbeya yoytze biyir. Vein chosa rak tzura shmin and afelochi ave peri. Afal gav dey nechosa kimaat. The bedova muit yet biyu harbe mem. You just go, you bring 1,000 slugs in 5 minutes, you'll have 1,000 coins. Al koponim. But that's the Chiddush. But since you need this temple, so it also has a Teures commodity, Lagabi, a coin that was gestempled already. Ula Rabbeinu Tam, the Mephorosh, will see in the next Teusvis, Sheyesh Olav Tzure, Veine Yoitzes Beitzor, that the Hezat Tzure, Tzad Yoitze Beitzor, Tzachleime Sheyetze Bedeuchek, Das ist ein Zure, und es ist Jöitze, ach leik kolkach bedeuche, kemei mois arois. So that means, there's dargis in how much this coin was used. Asimain has a Zure, and it is used and accepted more than mois arois. And it's afalpiken legabi, a good coin that's considered commodity. Now the next above that says metaltlum koinem es matbeye means all these matbeyes kruis hasimoin. Moisarois, that legabi a good matbe, they're called a commodity, legabi metaltalim, they're called a currency. Asimain perish Rashi she'ein bay tzure klal. Rashi says the translation of Asimain is that there's no tzure on it. Bekoshel Rabbeinu Tam, the bepek v'meisha omru, the Gemara says in Shabbos, yoitzim b'sela shal gabi atzines. Now, the translation of this means as follows. Atzinis, a person had a maka on his foot. She was allowed to put a sella, this was a silver coin, on this maka, and it was merape. So, there's no shayla of muksa, there's no shayla of eitzo, so you tie it to the foot, and you go out with it on Shabbat. It has a teres refua, it was merape, the maka. So it seems that you needed a sella. You needed a sella for the refuah. So the Gemara wanted to know what were the components of the sella that brought about the refuah. The Gemara wanted to know if it was the silver content. So I need a sella. Take a slug. The tzura. What is the tzura? The tzura is the one that, that what it says in God we trust, that doesn't mean that in the refuah. That doesn't mean that. So kaponim, it seems the tzure is the merape. So the Gemara says, imishum tzurosa levid le pulsa. That's what the Gemara says. Make a pulsa. Why do you need a, fine, whatever that is. Mashme, that's a loshna Gemara. So I says, a pulsa is something that has a tzure, and it's not a seller. Whatever pulsa is, it's something that has a tzura and it's not a sella. So the Mor said, if the tzura is merape, why do you have to go out with a sella? Go out with a pulsa. Mashme, let's not go into the exact translation of pulsa. Mashme, the pulsa yeshal of tzura. But pulsa, either it's made out of wood, but a pulsa has a tzura. What is the taitch of a simoin? Pulsa. Gemara says a simen is a pulsa. So Taisva says, so this, so from the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara further says, tira tarashi. Rashi says a simen means a slot. Without a tzura, that's a Rashi said pshat. And the Gemara says later, may a simen pulsa. So it would seem, according to Rashi, pulsa means a slug. And the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos says, why are you allowed to go out with a seller? Use a pulsa. If the tzur is marapa, use a pulsa. So you see that a pulsa is something with a tzur. V'yesh loyma, emphatosis, it's not ekvel. The leperish Rashi, the chol dovo sheini kitikuroi kori asimoin. Asimoin is means something which is not bishleimis. Oisha ein baitzure. Oisha yesh baitzure shein echshuve. It has a tzure, but it's not choshe. So the word pulse means something that's not kitikure. Vim toima. Ma bein asimoin shein olov tzure lemois anitnen lesime bebeis amelchets. What is the fakel? So now we're sticking with Rashi. Rashi says that a simoin is a coin without a tzura. So Tosfos says that there used to be types of tokens that they used to, the balon used to give to someone, paid the balon money, so he gave him a token, so he went into the melchit. So that's called mois anitin l'simen bebeis melchit. So the Gemara says like this. Vishovin Rabdoise the Oma Machalin Alasimin, Rabdoise that says it can be Machalu Maiso Shaini Alasimin, Moi the Shay Machalin Al Moi Sanitne Bebeisa Melchit. This was a token, which it cannot be Machalu. This does not have a Shay Madbeya. And an Asimin has a Shay Madbeya. And if Asimin, according to Rashi, doesn't have a Tzura, so why is this called a Madbeya? Vishloima. Nasimen heim moishe nasa bereiche vabreiche boivi ubemishkel amadbeya yeitze beir. And nasimen, according to Rashi, is all the components of a coin. It's just missing the stempel. So memeilis will gabi maise sheini, that's enough. That's enough. It has a shame madbeya legabi maise sheini, mechalo maise sheini, even though it doesn't have the stempel, but nuchis. But by it's a shame at bay, but of a mood yet for you have him, but kach machal and all the semen. So that's so memele, first so taste was mevaya shitas rash. And the time before is that semen yesh bot sure. A semen that we had before the rabbin, it's not say, but so vain a yoitze by it so, but it's not, for some reason, it has a tzure and it's not yoitze by it so. You tell me, but more come, Abdoisi doma machalun ala simoin, Rabbi Shmuel omru dover echot. Abdoisi holds, you can be machalun maisha shen ala simoin, Rabbi Shmuel hold one thing, the sign you learned abarais, b'tzal ta kesef, le rabbis kol dover hanitzro biyat, something that is held biyat, has a shivis, so that's good for maisha shen, it diva Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva imel rabbis dover she yesh by tzur. So the machlikis Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel what v'tzal to me. Mashme, in the Moses Rabdoisi is like Rabbi Shmuel. Mashme, Rabbi Shmuel, le boi tzure. You don't need a tzure. Vasimen, because he doesn't darshan like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Stover, she yesh by tzure. So Vaisos, he doesn't need a tzure. Vasimen, yesh by tzure. The Benetam said, Asimen is a tzure. Bimken haich omru dover echot. According to Rashi, is very good. And Asimen doesn't have a tzure. And Rabbi Kiva says v'tzal to dover she yesh by tzure, and he says dover she tzore rei biyat. So it's good. So Rav Doise is like Rabbi Shmuel, but according to the Rabbi Netam that a nesimin has a tzure, it's not yoytzi so much by tzure. He came high chamo dover echet. Yeshloim el Rabbi is called dover nitzur biyat. Afa bishen yoytzi by tzure. It's not so much yoytzi by tzure. Ach she yeh by tzure koldu. Rabbi Kiba boi tzure chashuve, shetaitse beitzo. You need a tzure chashuve, shetaitse beitzo. Ach yoitze legamro loy boi, meditzach leribuyei. Perish Rashi osi shapel. According to Rashi, it's much better the flow of the Gemara. Now, let us give a shtikel akdome. In Bavli, we have, the Mishnah is called Perik Hazov. In Yerushalmi, it's called Perik HaKesef. And in the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah reads differently. HaKesef Koine Es Azov, Vein Azov Koine Es HaKesef, which means as follows. The Yerushalmi, and this was Rebbe B'Yaldusei held like this, that Kesef is called the commodity, Zov is called the currency. So Memele, so the Yerushalmi learned, that's Pshat the Mishnah, Kesef Koine Es HaZov, if you're Moshech the commodity, you owe the currency, Zov is the currency, Kesef is the commodity, V'Azov Ein Koine Es HaKesef, you're Moshech the currency, you're not Koine the commodity. The Mishnah said that the Mishnah in Yerushalmi, and this was Rabbeinu HaKodesh B'Yaldusoi, he held like this. He held, Rabbeinu HaKodesh held like this. Kesef is the commodity, and Zov is the currency. Now, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh became older, in his elderly years, he changed his mind. And he held that Zov is the commodity, and Kesef is the currency. So now we'll start understanding what's happening over here. Masni le Rabbi le Rab Shimon Berei. In his older years, Rabbeinu HaKodesh went to his son Rab Shimon. Hazov Koines HaKesef. Not the way it says in the Yerushalmi, that HaKesef Koines Hazov, that Kesef is the commodity. No, Hazov Koines HaKesef. Zov is the commodity. Omar le Rebbe, so Reb Shimon told his father, Shanisa lonu b'yaldusecha kesef koines hazov. We were learning all along in your younger years. The Mefoshim and the Yerushalmi say, Tate, your younger years. That was betokvay, Rebbe betokvay. He was then with all his koiches. Then you said that Kesef Koines Hazov, that Kesef is the commodity. Now in your elderly years, now you're telling us Hazov Koines HaKesef. I mean, L'chayre, that was the kasha of Rab Shimon to Rabbi. Omale Rabbi, Shonisa lono b'yaldu secha Kesef Koines Hazov, v'tarze v'tishana lono b'ziknu secha Hazov Koines HaKesef. No, I mean, why did you change your mind? I mean, the svara you held by Yaldusach, that's Mustama Damis' svara. So the Gemara says like this, by Yaldusai Maisova, by Ziknusai Maisova. What was Akaponim? What was the chiluk between Yaldusai and Zaknusai? What was Machiv? By Yaldusai Sova, Dava, Dechoshiv, Havitiv. In the, he held that Zohov, that's Choshev, have a tibet. Kaspa de loy Choshev, have a peire. So the criteria of currency is totally in Choshevis. So Zohov, that's Choshev, is called tibet. Kaspa de loy Choshev, have a peire. V'koni le'peire le'tivit. So me'mele, so ha'kesef koines hazov. V'ziknusoi sovar kaspo de'choriv ha'vitivit. Kesef that is used more frequently, that's the matbeye. David de'loi choriv ha'vipeire v'koni le'peire le'tivit. De'choriv yoytze beitzo v'oivar la'soicha. Now, I'd like to just be magder a little bit what was the svore of Rabbeinu HaKodesh B'Yaldusoi. I mean, we're not speaking about some of the chshivas of gold, because less man the polig, that a piece of gold is called a commodity. We're talking about coins. And in the Havamina, we knew that Kesef was Chorev. Kesef was used more frequently. But for Pika, and since Zov is Choshev, that's called a coin. So we can say perhaps a few svaris. One svara we could say, that what Zov is not used as currency is because a person wants to keep the gold by himself, since it's so precious. He wants to keep the gold coin by himself. He doesn't want to spend it. But theoretically, if he'll go to a store and he'll give the storekeeper a golden coin, he'll grab it on all fours. So that means in Yisod, mitoich cheshivusoi, it's real chorif. But in reality, it is not chorif because people don't want to use it as a currency because of its cheshivis. But he held, in the Havamin, he held that what bepoil, it's not chorif, but since be'etzim, it's more chorif, It's more accepted than a matbeis shel kesef if you'll give it. So that's called mitzat chshivus. It's more chorif, even though bepoil it's not chorif. That's what Rebbe held. The yaldusoy, and it could be beziknusoy. He held. Forget you looked at what's more chorif bepoil. That's more we could learn. A second way we could learn that Dave is not Chorif is because the commodities that are purchased, the Dave is too expensive. I want to buy a pound of potatoes, so you can't take a golden coin. So it's Choshev, but it's not, but it's not Chorif Takich. I mean, you only use Dave. When you buy real estate, you use golden coins. When you buy potatoes, but most of the commodities that are purchased are not purchased with golden coins, because golden coins are worth much more than the commodities that are being sold. So then, you have to understand, so it's Takich not Chorif. Bepoil, it's not Chorif. It's not used at all. So what was the Havamin of Rabbeinu HaKodesh? So the Ritva says that a golden coin with a tzure, the tzure is machshev, the coin, a golden coin, more than the tzure is machshev, a silver coin. That means a silver coin has, it says its value. Silver has its value. You make it a coin, it has a little bit more value. A golden, you have a piece of gold and you make it a coin, the value of the coin is much greater because of the tzure that you put on it. So that gives it a greater chshivis of a matbeya. That's perhaps a second svore in Rabbeinu HaKodesh. B'yaldusay. And the third svore, perhaps, we'll have later in the sugya. Later in the sugya, the Gemara says a yesod, which has to be elaborated, but the Gemara says that the coins do not fluctuate, the commodities fluctuate. That means if there's a difference, a poshita case, before you could buy 5 pounds of potatoes with a dinner zov, and now you can only buy 4 pounds or 6 pounds, I attribute that the reason is not because of the dinner, the reason is because the potatoes became cheaper, became more expensive. I attribute the fluctuation to the commodity, not to the coin, which needs an explanation because it could be another reason also. But al koponim, the more choshuv the metal is, the less it fluctuates, Mr. Mr. So it's more standard. So it could be that was the havamina of Rabbeinu HaKodesh b'yaldusay.